من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. In the very first verse of Surah Fatiha and the very first verse of the Quran Sharif, and it starts with Alhamd, that is of praise, and Alif Lam in front, in Arabic known as Istighraqi, that all types of praise, whatever can be conceived, this, all these types of praise only belongs to Allah Ta'ala. There is another word in Arabic for praise as well, Madah. And it appears like they are synonyms, but there is great difference in the shades of meaning. Hamd is only that word that explains the true position of Allah, that praise belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. If we praise anyone, then it is our praises for that person, and that qualities are not actually that person's. Allah gave it to him. And Allah's praises, they all belong to him. All Allah's qualities, Allah did not receive them from anyone. They are not for any time or limited. They are belong only to Allah. And Allah's qualities, as Allah himself, is unlimited. Like that, Allah's qualities also are unlimited. There is no limit to the praises of Allah, just like we can understand the forgiveness of Allah. There is no limit. Our gunas, no matter how many they are, or if you put all of Bani Adam's gunas together, how much they come to, but that is a limit. And Allah's forgiveness is unlimited. Like that, Allah's praises also are unlimited. There is no limit to the praises of Allah Ta'ala. So the very first sab ta'arif hai Allah ke liye hai. All praises are only for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And if when we praise somebody also, or somebody praises us, we must realize that this is actually only by the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise we ourselves, we are created from sand, we are created from sperm, we are going back to dust. And we know what we are within ourselves, the most evil thoughts we get, and how bad we are. It is only Allah who is pure and forever pure. It is only Allah that is as He is, since He is, and forever. There is no old age comes to Allah. No weakness comes to Allah Ta'ala. Allah never gets tired. He never has to sleep or anything. So all praise is only for Lillahi, only for Allah, exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb. Rabb is that which Allah Ta'ala had asked all the souls of Bani Adam when we were going to be created. Allah presented Himself in front of us and asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? That is the one who brings you into existence from non-existence. Not manufacturing something, using some other raw materials and making something else, but from complete non-existence, that we were not in existence at all at one stage. In fact, the Quran Sharif makes it clear, هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. He was not even a thing spoken about. If we are 40 years old today, 45 years ago, our parents also didn't speak about us. Only when the mother conceived, and then she said, I think I'm going to have a baby, and then they started talking. And so Allah is that who brought us into existence from total non-existence. Rabb is that being that when we are born, we can't do anything. We can't say, my stomach is sore, my feet are sore, nothing. Only, and the mother also doesn't know. She does guesswork. We go to a doctor, he tries his best to diagnose what it is, but sometimes it's something completely different. Who is it who looks after that baby in the womb of the mother? At the time of delivery, what a crucial time it is. Who is it that brings the child into this world? And what a miraculous way the birth of a child takes place in. All that is Rabb who does that. When the child now, he can't speak or do anything, and then as he grows, he comes to what is known as the terrible two, and he does the most impossible things. And at that time, our hair stands on edge, that what is he going to do now? So who is it who looks after the child? And we all went through that. It isn't only the children of today, we went past all that. And then we know what adolescence is. Today we are so worried of our young children, what they can get up to. We were like that, our parents were worried about us, that what and what we can get up to. So Rabb is that being. And then throughout life, with the details of it, nobody can even explain or even think about it in detail. Then comes old age again, when a person is like useless and cannot do anything for himself. Again, he becomes fully dependent upon people. May Allah save us from the difficulties and hardships of old age. But old age is a reality. And then when Sakarat comes and Maut is coming, then that is even more, where a person cannot do, and nobody has come back to report to us what Sakarat is like. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us, Quran Sharif has informed us, but personal experience of any person, nobody came and explained. And then who will look after us in the qabr? That is also that Rabb. If we please him, how he will look after us, we cannot do anything in the qabr whatsoever. The day of Qiyamah, when it will come in, and the day of resurrection, what that day will be, crossing Pul Sirat, it is only the Rabb that can take us. And then, Lil Rabbil Alameen. Allah is the Rabb of all the realms, of all the worlds. The world of human beings, the world of jinnat, the world of the cows, the world of the elephants, the world of the ants, the world of the stars, the world of the skies, the world of the earth, the seas, whatever we can think of, Allah alone is the one who created all this. He is alone who looks after it all the time. He is the alone who controls it all the time. Everything is only Rabb. So Allah is that Rabbul Alameen, and Allah started His kitab with this. For every namaz of ours, we read Surah Fatiha, or the Imam reads on our behalf, and all this, we should think of this great when we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And when we read the Tasbih also, Alhamdulillah, we should try and think how great our Allah is. And if we do that a little bit also, then our connection with Allah, with that absolute power will come. And when we get that real connection with Allah, we won't worry about any. We'll realize all the powers of the world put together are absolutely nothing. Yeah, otherwise, when a person is so frightened and he sees the power of other people, of our other things, of governments, of armies, of the police, then he gets frightened just when he sees the blue light flashing. He gets frightened just where at a knock on the door. But if you have that trust on Allah as Allah is, a mu'min will fear nothing. May Allah out of His kindness bless us with these realities and bring it into us, and that we have that connection with Allah Ta'ala.